bringing weapons to school is inappropriate.
Senator Adams?
No. Yeah, I think this piece of legislation has just taken the, if there is any weapons from the lockers to the pack sacks and the purses. But you referred to a couple appeals. One is the DRC and the Schamburg case. But don't you think this piece of legislation should have some reasoning in it, say, for cause, for anybody to go and look in that? I know you just took out the words to determine compliance. But isn't it a principal or a chief administrator having nothing to do can just basically go look into lockers just to read somebody's love letters or to look to see what's in there? And that's the reason, the way this particular piece of legislation is written. So I'm in Anchorage and I have nothing to do, so I decide to determine compliance with school regulations. I think I'll go look in the locker, see what the love letters are in each locker, and get into students' privacy. And so don't you think we have a problem here?
Through the chair. Fortunately, we do have a constitutional guarantee of the right of privacy, and it would protect against the situation that you're describing of going in to look at love letters. But the courts also recognize that there's a public need to try to protect students, and weapons are on campuses are prevalent, and they are a known danger. And I believe the court is going to uphold the ability of schools to make random locker inspections to find illegal weapons, and I think illegal drugs can be confiscated. Anything more than that, however, I believe would run afoul of the right of privacy.
Further questions? Comments?
I'm Bob Casey again. The language on page 2, lines 21 and 22, that refers to determining compliance with school regulations, school district regulations, and the local, state, and federal laws, was something I put in the draft in anticipation of an argument by a defendant that the searches were being conducted to persecute the defendant as an individual, to single that person out. I wanted something in the law that referred to a legitimate purpose for conducting these searches. And it seemed to me that if a school was an owner or a co-owner of a locker, then a school ought to have the right to make sure that the locker doesn't contain something that's in violation of zoning laws, or is a hazardous substance, or is a gun, or something of that nature. So from my drafter's point of view, I thought it was advisable to have the statement of purpose.
There is a statement of purpose in it that would relieve his concern.
Gail?
Mr. Chairman, I disagree with Mr. Casey. I don't think that this language in here does that, number one. It says, if you read it along, subject to this section, a locker may be searched and examined with the permission of the administrative officer to determine compliance with school regs, local law, and federal law. I mean, the principal, Mr. Chairman, is not in a position to decide if this particular search is in accord with federal law. I mean, a law enforcement officer may know that, the DA may know that. I mean, there are people that will know that, but I don't think it's the principal. So maybe I'm missing what he's saying, but I do not, if what he's trying to do, I don't think this language gets us there.
Response?
I don't think it's that unusual for landowners to reserve the right to search premises to make sure that the premises is being used to comply with zoning laws. And it doesn't take a lawyer to always determine that. I think a school principal would be in a position to determine whether there was a problem with the contents of lockers. And the lack of legal background of any particular school principal, I don't think, would disqualify him or her from doing that.
Mr. Chairman, but on the other hand, your amendment solves that problem. Is that correct?
Well, not the problem, Mr. Chairman, not the problem he's saying. I think my problem, my language, suggested language, Mr. Chairman, solves the problem of not having a court later look at this bill and say that it precluded searches under other circumstances other than the 10-day notice and all that stuff. We had a situation, Mr. Chairman, where this was a few years back, where the legislature's adoption of the implied consent statute in Title 28 was later interpreted by the state Supreme Court to prevent us from getting a search warrant for the blood of a drunk driver who had killed someone and was charged with manslaughter. And I don't think that the legislature, when they adopted the implied consent law in a DWI situation, thought they were impliedly repealing the court's authority to issue a search warrant for blood in a manslaughter. But that's how that language was construed. My purpose in suggesting this language is to make it very clear that we're not monkeying with the other circumstances under which a lawful search may be conducted.
Mr. Chairman? Senator? Move amendment number one.
Amendment number one being Gail's language. We have a motion to incorporate amendment number one, which I assume we'll be drafting as a CS, but we can still move
it. If it passes?
Yeah. Are there objections to amendment number one? Without objection, amendment number one is adopted. I have a question to Senator Collins. Did you get any requests for this legislation from university or that level? Because all the horror stories that I've heard have dealt with secondary schools, or even lower than secondary schools, elementary schools. But I'm a little reluctant to fix a non-problem with regard to the university system unless there's some real.
There's no problems with the university because you have to check them in when you register.
We did discuss this with Wendy Redmond, and the university does have a conflict. This is not in conflict with the policy, so she did not object to the inclusion of it.
She didn't object, but did they need it or want it or?
No, I guess they're probably indifferent.
Yeah, I would feel better without Section 1 in the bill, frankly, because Margo, do you have a?
Mr. Chairman, I spoke briefly with Wendy also yesterday, and my understanding is that the university has a place where they are willing to store weapons for students who are hunters, and that when a student has a weapon on campus, that's where it should be. I don't know if there's anything, if there should be an explicit exception for that, perhaps in the bill that says except as properly stored, you know, or in accordance with something that acknowledges that they have a locked storage area for weapons.
Well, I just, you know, if it weren't doing anything we needed to do, then
I guess the fact that they have a place where they store the guns doesn't mean that someone still wouldn't bring a gun and put it in their locker, I guess, is what
they're not supposed to have it, but
I'm saying it just because they have a place to store them doesn't mean that someone might not decide to bring one and put it in their locker. So,
but you have two locker search provisions, one that deals with post-secondary institutions, and I don't mind that one because then if they have adopted a policy, that's still there. But what you're doing here is you're essentially saying unless they specifically say it's okay somehow or other, then it's not okay. And I don't know what the status of, you know, it has been 20-plus years since I was at MU.
I'll defer to the department on,
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if this is helpful, but if you look at the existing language, it says you may not possess a firearm within the grounds of without the permission of the chief executive officer of the school district. So even if the university says put all your guns over here, unless the chief administrative officer of the school has consented to that and bought off on that storage closet, just having the gun on campus is illegal. It doesn't matter where you have it. Mm-hmm. Under existing law, if you add post-secondary education.
I'm wondering if that's a... Senator Frank.
What if you're walking across campus to the gun storage area? Yeah, it seems like you'd be illegal.
Unless you have the permission of the chief executive
officer.
Well,
you're not going to get that permission ahead. I mean, you might go get the permission ahead of time, but I don't know. Maybe you're...
If it's not a problem, I just
Just and delete it?
Yeah, if we're unless there have been some requests or a problem.
In effect, what we're doing is we're not changing the law with regard to whether or not you can have one on campus. We're just talking about whether you can search for one.
Mr. Chairman. On Section 1, lines 4 and 5 on page 2, by adding post-secondary educational, you are saying you cannot have a gun on a college campus. That is a change from existing law.
Okay, whereas now it's conducted where it's handled by policy. But then again, what are the penalties then for violating this?
Mr. Chairman, it's a Class B misdemeanor offense, up to 90 days in jail and up to a $1,000 fine.
$500.
Something like that. It's 90 days, I know that for sure. Possible. That's not what you can get.
That's higher than I want. Yeah, I would just assume be silent on that and leave the existing law in place. Because we just haven't heard the justification for expanding that ban another 4 or 5 years, I don't think. It may well be. I mean, unless you've had, people from that side, the university, say we need this. And apparently they already have the right to do it anyway. So.
I have an objection if you wish to offer an amendment to delete post-secondary education.
Well, I can't very well do that from here.
Well, then I will. Mr. Chairman, I move that we delete post-secondary education, educational institution, as it appears in the bill.
Okay, the question is, and that was between the two attorneys now, is does KEEPS help the bill, or is it the same? I was suggesting that if what started me on this was when Margo said KEEPS doesn't really do anything. Now,
I had a sort of so-so opinion on that. It seemed to me that a defense attorney would attempt the argument that simply keeping a gun in a locker, maybe not having looked at it for 2 months, wasn't quite the same thing as possession. I don't think that argument would work, but I think it's a strong enough argument that it would be attempted, and so I anticipated it without necessarily thinking that it was a big danger.
The reason I asked the question is because that's the only other amendment in Section 1. But if we want to, go ahead.
My concern, Mr. Chairman, is that whenever we have a term that's defined and you then explain what you mean by the definition so that it means what the definition says it means, it sort of makes an inroad on the term as you've defined it. If I define possesses and then I tell you that possesses means what the definition is, why did I do that unless it doesn't mean how you previously defined it? So I think it tends to weaken the existing definition of possesses. And that's a concern, particularly when you get to, say, controlled substances. I mean, it's a bill that's coming up. We've always believed that possesses means possesses within your bloodstream as well, and now we're going to have to specifically define that so that a person who's consumed drugs is in possession of them. But the statute already has, or the exercise of dominion or control over property. So if you add or keeps, the court's going to say, well, gee, what does or the exercise of dominion or control over property mean if it doesn't mean keeps?
Senator Collins, it's your call.
Well, I'm confused.
Go ahead.
I'm persuaded by Margo Knuth's logic on that. I can see the defense attorney arguing that position as well. So I think it would be safer to delete the word keeps and figure that possession already includes within its meaning to keep.
Senator Collins, did the amendment you offered, does that mean simply delete Section 1 from the bill?
Hold on just a sec. No.
Okay.
I don't want to delete Section 1 from the bill, but I wanted to.
Yeah, you do.
I think that was the only changes that were in Section 1. That's why I was trying to figure that out. Because Section 1 added or keeps, and then it added to the definition of what we were talking about as schools, that added post-secondary institutions.
I'd be able to make a one-pager out of this.
Well, let's get on both sides of one page anyway.
Mr. Chairman, I think that if I might, on section two, it says grounds includes lockers and other containers provided in a school or post-secondary. Oh, no.
That's okay, because we're giving them the right to search lockers, and we're leaving those sections in. You're still specifying that in terms of enforcing their own internal criteria or their requirements, they specifically can search lockers for firearms.
Well...
Okay, is that in the wrong title? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what you're saying is, if you leave that definition of grounds in there, what you're saying is grounds means the whole campus of an elementary school, the whole campus of a junior high, excuse me, and it also means the individual lockers of post-secondary educational institutions.
Oh, okay.
In other words, not the field in the parking lot, but the locker within the college.
Okay.
Is part of the grounds. And that may be okay. It seems a little strange to define it that way, but, I mean, that may be okay.
It's apparently totally unnecessary, right?
If are you going to leave in the provision that allows you to search the lockers at colleges?
I had no objection to that. I thought that was probably
okay.
A good idea.
So if you leave that in, you may want to...
But it's Title 11 versus Title 14, and the grounds was
gotcha.
Title 11.
Gotcha. Okay. I think that's right. So it would be lockers and other containers provided in a school or post-secondary educational provided in...
But I only wanted to be deleting a few words out of Senator Collins' bill, not the first half of the bill.
I don't want the first half of the bill. This is the definition of that.
You'd still have sections 2, 3, and 4.
Give me the discussion again with regard to knowingly possesses or keeps a firearm. That's what's gotten me a little bit confused.
Possesses already means or keeps. Possesses means to have either physical possession or to have dominion or control. And that's because possesses is defined in our definition statute in the criminal code
8100.
Right, we've got all these definitions set out, and one of them is possesses, and the courts have held that within the definition of possess in 1181-900, when it says the exercise of dominion or control over property, that means more than physical possession. It means having it at your house, having it in your car, having it, in this case, it would be in your locker. So as long as you're the one who is exercising control over it, whether it's on your person or in your locker, it's already covered in the statutory definition of possesses. My concern was that if you say or keeps, that's in conflict. You're repeating what possess is already defined.
So you're saying that by putting or keeps in the section there is redundant.
Yes, exactly.
And dangerous.
Right, dangerously redundant because the court will be confused. Why did we do that?
And what about all the places where we didn't do that? What do we now mean in all those other places?
Because then I think you have to take out this section. Okay. All right, then the other concern with respect to, you were discussing the definition of grounds.
If you're planning, Senator, to take out reference to post-secondary education, then I think your definition of grounds would have to read, grounds includes lockers or other containers provided in a school, take out post-secondary education, by the school or school district, period, and then take out the second reference to post-secondary education.
My personal preference would be not to remove post-secondary educational institution, but if it has to be if that has to be deleted to get it out of the committee, I might do that. But my concern is, I won't hold the bill
for not taking it out. So.
But if you look at the Pogeny murder, you know, he stalked her for a while. He was the kid at the University of Alaska who obviously had been stalking the girl for a while, and they both were students. I guess I'm saying that the possibility of having the situation that we have in our grade schools and our high schools is it's just as possible to have that situation occur in a university campus. And so, to me, I think that if you look at what the statistics show, you know, with that, I personally would prefer to extend it to this, you know, post-secondary level. That's my personal preference, because you're dealing with young people who've been sensitized to violence, who don't think it's real, who, instead of sitting down and talking to somebody about a problem, they pull out a gun and shoot them. And that's what I'm dealing with, volatile young people who maybe don't have as much impulse control as we'd like them to, and my personal preference would be to extend it to post-secondary. And my understanding from Wendy Redmond was that it does not conflict with their policy, and so she, you know, I guess they don't have a real problem with it.
Okay, we have the bill with
Gail
Horetsky's amendment, and that's all that we've done to the bill. We haven't adopted anything. It would be drafted as a CS.
Zero fiscal note.
And it has a zero fiscal note. Mm-hmm. So if no one wishes to delete Section 1 other than me, I just can't make a motion from here, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
So did we do the keeps thing? We take that out? We took the keeps thing out.
We should take the keeps out. You'd like to do that amendment?
I would move that we take out or keeps from line 1, page 2.
Okay, we have a motion to delete or keeps from line 1, page 2. Are there objections? Without objections, or keeps will be removed in the CS. And we'll draft the CS and go around and get everybody's signatures on it. Staff may do that. I may be gone, but it will be out of the committee if you wish to move it.
Okay.
What's the will of the committee with regard to the bill?
Don't move the bill, will you? I move that we pass out CS for
Senate Bill 437. Okay, we have a motion to move out Senate Bill 437 as the Judiciary CS with the amendments incorporated. Are there objections? Without objection, so ordered. Thank you, and we're adjourned for the day.
Thank you, people.
Thank you.
I feel like it's done, because when it gets to all this stuff, I just have no idea.